Mohammed Yunus is fighting for his job. He's the Bangladeshi economist known as the godfather of microfinance. The Central Bank of Bangladesh ordered Yunus removed as the director of the bank he founded. He and the bank won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the fight over Yunus's job is partly political and partly economic.
Bangladesh's central bank ordered Professor Yunus sacked from his job as managing director of the Grameen Bank, which he founded in 1983. The central bank pointed out that according to the country's retirement law, Yunus should have stepped down at age 60. But, asks University of Oregon anthropologist Lamia Karim, why is the government only bringing this up now?
Professor Yunus is 70 years old right now, and he is 10 years beyond the mandatory age of retirement. How could it take the government 10 years to find out?
The answer, says Karim, is that this is a politically motivated attack aimed at discrediting Yunus. Yunus helped to make Bangladesh the crucible of a global microcredit movement aimed at combating poverty and empowering women. In a 2008 interview with NPR's Michelle Martin, Mohammed Yunus explains why his bank targeted women.
Then we saw that money going to the family through women brought so much more benefit to the family than same amount of money going to the family through men. Children are better taken care of, and women has a longer vision to improve their life as fast as they can. Today, we have 7.5 million borrowers. 97% are women, and the bank is owned by them.
But Lamia Karim says that the current feud masks serious problems that have cropped up in the microcredit sector and that the government urgently needs to address.
Women, poor women in particular, are getting deeper and deeper in debt. And this is largely because, similar to the banking industry in the U.S., microfinance for a very long time has been an unregulated industry. So people could go out and extend loans to people without any kind of oversight.
Last year, Bangladesh's government capped microlending interest rates at 27%. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has accused the Grameen Bank of sucking blood from poor borrowers. Yunus and Hasina have been at odds for some time. 4 years ago, Yunus began forming a political party when Hasina was in jail on corruption charges and the country was under a military-backed interim government. Now, says Lamia Karim, people who borrow from microlenders constitute a formidable voting bloc, which makes the government wary.
You know, Grameen Bank has almost 8 million borrowers, plus, you know, the members of those families that are indirect beneficiaries of these loans. So they can ask all their group members to vote for, you know, X or Y. So that's what makes them very nervous.
Despite the central bank's orders, the Grameen Bank said in a statement that it was in compliance with all laws and that Mohammed Yunus was not giving up his job. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
More coming up from All Things Considered.